Hello, I'm Gary Combs, and I'm here with my one-year Bible devotion for September the 25th. Today, we'll be looking at the Old Testament reading from the book of Isaiah, chapter 46, verse 2. Both the idols and their owners are bowed down. The gods cannot protect the people, and the people cannot protect the gods. They go off into captivity together. Are you bowed down by idolatry? God gave Isaiah a prophecy against Babylon and its idol worship. It is sarcastic in its imagery, predicting that Babylon's idols will bow down as they are lowered onto ox carts and carried away by the very people who used to bow down before them. Even the oxen are bowed down under the weight of pulling these massive man-made gods. This illustrates the ridiculous nature of those who would make gods of their wealth and possessions. In the end, their wealth cannot protect them, and they cannot preserve it. They both go off into captivity together, as if in a funeral procession with heads bowed down. Are you bowed down by idolatry? If you put your love and trust in money and possessions, you will soon find out. As the Apostle Paul wrote, "For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, and some people craving money have wandered from the true faith and pierce themselves with many sorrows." That's in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10. You see, bowing down to material things soon weighs us down. Yet those who trust in the Lord are not weighed down, but are lifted up by the Redeemer who can save to the uttermost. Let's pray. Dear Father, we confess our tendency to put our trust in money and possessions. Forgive us. Help us to pull all of our affections off of the temporal things of this world and to put them on you alone. We no longer want to be bowed down by the weight of our idols. We are weary and heavy laden, so we come to you for rest. Lift us up, Lord. Strengthen us to walk in the Spirit today, knowing your joy and peace. In Jesus' name, amen.